I have to say that some of the things that Chad said probably wouldn't even come out of some elders' mouths in the Lord's church. So appreciate that. Appreciate those words, exhortation, encouragement, challenging. You think about the responsibility we have as the people of God to do our level best, to have those characteristics that we named. And it's important for us to be mindful of those characteristics. Appreciate him pointing out that even though the world that we live in is tough, some of the things that we have to endure is strenuous. But I have to agree with Brother Chad that the things that Noah went through, we're not there yet. But it's tough. And it's difficult to see some of the things that we're seeing today. And so with that being said, I want us to be encouraged as much as divinely possible. You notice I didn't say humanly possible. And the reason why is because the love of many is growing cold. Matthew 24 and verse number 13. When we consider being strong, and I'm not going to talk too long, just a few minutes, but when we think about being strong and we think about these characteristics that we named here and that Chad wrote on the board, Christianity is not for the faint of heart, even though we faint at times. We have a responsibility to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And oftentimes, and I've been there, and you've been there, and you probably are there now, maybe. I don't know. Oftentimes, we cower. Sometimes, we find ourselves faltering. Sometimes, we find ourselves giving up. And so, I want to encourage us, because when we stop and we consider being strong requires us yielding our will to the will of God. Number one, every single day we have to die to self. Luke 9:23. Every day we have to tell ourselves, it's not my will, but God's will be done every day. If we don't, we're going to allow the things that are surrounding us to consume our minds. And so I'm with Chad. Put a smile on your face, even when it's tough, because sometimes that's all you have. But Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore now, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Now notice this, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. There's so many evil things going on in this world. I understand why people are afraid. I understand why people are so angry and upset and mad and disturbed. Because this is what we're around. But hold on. The church is a different environment. It's a moral culture. It's a culture. We come out of the world. We come into this glorious place. Not this building, but around people of a like precious faith. And so if we're not careful, we're going to get caught up in what the Democrats are doing, what the Republicans are doing, what the atheists is doing, what the homosexuals is doing. If we're not careful, we'll get caught up in all of those things. But what about what God is doing? He's doing an amazing thing still. I'm still asking God, Father, give us more time. you know, the prayer, Lord Jesus, come quickly. No, 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 not yet, not yet. Why? There's still some people. There's still some people that want to talk about morality and uprightness and holiness and love. There's still some people out here. Lord, give us more time. But what about all of the bad things that's going on? Who cares? Give us more time. Why? Because there's still people that want to hear the gospel. Give us more time. So we think about Noah. And Noah was selfless. He was courageous. He was brave. He was intelligent. He was discerning. He was all of those things. But guess what? We are too. We are too. And so we are what we eat. Question, what are you sipping on? I ain't talking about a fifth. I'm not talking about Kool-Aid. Are you drinking the living water? What are you eating? I'm not talking about hamburgers. When I get home, I'm going to eat one of them sliders that we made the other day. But I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the bread of life. What are we eating on? But if you're not careful, you're going to eat up all of this stuff that these lies. And I see why people are so afraid right now. You're listening to all these conflicting words. But one thing that God doesn't do, he doesn't conflict us. He's not the author of confusion, but of peace. There's nobody, nobody saying that what we're going through is not real. But we are saying if we're not careful, we will leave the real for the fake. And so when I stop and I consider a few words, I'm not saying this for you to look at me, but I am saying this as an example. My children don't know this, but I sent all of them a text message this morning. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. I thought about all my kids and I wanted to send them a word of encouragement. You hang in there. You keep doing what is right. Why? I don't want them to get caught up in being discouraged by this evil, sin-cursed world. And we need all of the encouragement. One of them I sent, be strong, be brave, quit ye like a man. The more I thought about some of the things that I sent, friends, we need to be sending each other encouragement. If we can't go to each other's houses, and I'm speaking as an elder right now, if we can't go to each other's houses and sit down with one another, we got to do something to keep each other encouraged. We got to do something, because if not, we're allowing all of the evil that's coming in from the world and it's discouraging us. But then we come to this beautiful place right here at 901 North Main and we hear this great lesson from a great man of God. We ought to leave here encouraged, empowered, enhanced to go out and do the will of God even more so. If not, why not, Chad? I'm encouraged. You pump me up, man. I'm telling you, I'm ready to preach right now. Wish it was Sunday. Paid and stay home. I'm preaching. But we look forward to Peyton being here because he's going to bless us too. Friend, I say all that to end with this. If we're not careful, we'll be just like the discouraged ones outside. And so again, doesn't matter what we're going through. I know this is hard. It may sound insensitive. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It's not bigger than the God that we serve. It's not. And so if we have to be the few, that's fine. But let's not be selfish and just think about ourselves. Let's be selfless. Let's go talk to more people. Perhaps God has just given us a little bit more time to reach a few more people, and then he sent his son, and then we're not to worry about this mess no more. But till then, we still got to be the light. Still got to be the salt. We still have to be that city that's set up on a hill that cannot be hid. We still got to be that. And we can, and we will, and we are. And so, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Some may feel a little bit uncomfortable with that, but that's fine. The bottom line of the situation is this. I love what being courageous is and means. It's not that there's no fear there, but I'm going to overcome it. And so with that being said, you may be afraid to die. You may be afraid to get to the coronavirus. You may be afraid to go out of town and get caught up in some crazy protest. You may be afraid of a whole bunch of things. Overcome it. Overcome it. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're more than conquerors of him that love us. Overcome it. And let's listen to God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. If you're not a child of God, you've been studying, maybe you've been pondering. Hopefully something is said that may encourage you. If you want to be saved, if you want to study, let us know. We're going to offer an invitation. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Believe that. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll wash away all of your past sins. He'll save you. And then he'll point you toward eternal life all at the same time. Only God can do that. Be thou faithful even to the point of death. And God will give you the crown of life. Maybe you're a child of God, one of us among us, and you're fixing your words. Don't fix your words. Don't lie to yourself. Tell yourself the truth. Well, what's the truth? If you're afraid, tell yourself that. And then let's get over it. If you're discouraged, tell yourself that. And let's be encouraged. If you're despondent, tell yourself that, and let's be alert. Friends, we win. We just got to make it to death or till Jesus comes back. But we're already winners. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.